Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome to Breaking Beauty, the podcast all about the breakthrough people, products, and moments in beauty. We're your hosts, Jill Dunn and Carlene Higgins.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of Breaking Beauty Podcasts. I'm your co-host, Jill Dunn, and I'm here with Carlene Higgins. How are you, Carlene?
I'm great. I'm a little run ragged though. It's my son's birthday and the partying never, it's like first you do a day for the kids, then you do a day for family.
Yeah.
So I feel like I need another weekend after my weekend. How about
oh my
you?
Gosh.
How
are
you?
I'm good. I feel like kids really lost out on so many birthday parties. So it's nice that you're kind of doing it up double whammy style. Happy birthday to Ryan. I hope he had a good one. Well, that's a little different than my weekend. I spent my weekend, it was basically my Watergate, trying to unravel all of the Vanderpump Rules, cheating allegations, drama. I had a million texts going on WhatsApp, text messages. My DMs were blowing up. Even our Slack with our producer, Anna, shout out Anna. We were shook. I'm still not over it. And there's so much more to be revealed, I think. Your time was better spent celebrating your son's birthday. I will tell you that. But there's something else to celebrate. And that is this week, or I believe the beginning of next week, is officially our 6th year anniversary doing Breaking Beauty Podcast. So happy anniversary to you.
Happy anniversary to you, Jill. It's not, it feels like it's only been 6 weeks.
I kind of
every
agree.
Day, every time is like the first time. Now, do you happen to know what the gift is for the 6th year anniversary? I don't know if you've been sleuthing that up on the internet.
No, I've had no time to research. Tell me.
Okay. So it's iron.
Okay.
It's iron, which seems very random, but apparently iron is an important metal and its strength and unbreakability. Durability represent the irrevocable bond between a married couple.
Aww.
So basically, you're shackled to me now, Jill. There's no turning back.
Should we change the name of our podcast to Unbreaking Beauty?
Unbreakable Beauty. That's who we are. And I was like, what could I get her as a gift that would be iron? And then I was thinking, I know, a straight iron.
Oh,
a flat iron.
Yeah, a flat iron would be good. And there's iron oxides in foundations. Like, I don't know.
Okay, true.
You know,
true.
As pigments. Like, we don't have to stretch that far to find something in the beauty world.
But I know you love a hair tool. So,
yes,
you know.
I do.
I've heard that Jen Atkin has a new line that just dropped. I don't know that much about it.
Yes.
It's like a diffusion line or what is this?
Yeah. Well, before we just jump into that, I need to say that today's episode is a damn goods and this is best of spring. And we're going to be talking about tons of new launches that we're loving or have tried and have other things to say about. But yes, Jen Atkin, the wonderful founder of The Way, shout out Detox Shampoo. Love it so much. They're one of our show partners, by the way, Beauty15, if you want to get a discount at theway.com. But she just launched this new line under Main Addicts, which was the blog mm-hmm. that she started many moons ago that really was servicing and giving incredible education to hairstylists.
Kind of like the way that Emily Weiss with Glossier right. had Into the Gloss before she launched and she built this whole community. Jen Atkin had Main Addicts, and that was for professional hairstylists and consumers to go on and like learn more about hair color and style and all that stuff, right?
Yeah. So she's just dropped this Main Addicts line. I haven't had a chance to test it yet, but there's things like the Triple Ripple Jumbo Hair Waver, which is, you know, their 3-barrel curling iron in this gorgeous white color that's $75. She also has a detangling hairbrush that's $18.
What's it called?
It's called Main. And she also just dropped a masterclass, Jen Atkin, which is available mm-hmm. now. You know, we love Jen Atkin around here. So congrats mm-hmm. to her.
Yeah, definitely. Can't wait to get my hands on that stuff. So Jill, you teased it already. We have a damn goods for you all today, and it is a best of spring roundup. So mm-hmm. we've been testing, we've been swatching, we've been doing it all.
Oh, yes. And I think we should also tell people that we're challenging ourselves to not mention the word TikTok and not mention mm-hmm. our Kardashian or a Jenner in this episode. Because we heard some of you from our listener survey that you're not that into the TikTok trends. So we thought, hey, why not give this a go? Even though so many trends start on TikTok, we're going to maybe try to refrain from mentioning that platform today. But if one of us accidentally says that, I think we should put in like a sound effect or something. Let's keep each other on our toes.
All right, let's do it. I love a good challenge. Yeah. And everything that we mention in today's episode, of course, will be listed on our website at breakingbeautypodcast.com. Here we go. These are our favorite products of spring 2023, just ahead. Pausing for today's show partner, Droplet. And for the first time in Breaking Beauty herstory, we have a 50% off promo code, and this is for a luxury skincare device. I know you're going to want to hear this. So Droplet believes that 90% of your skincare goes to waste because it gets wiped or sweated off before absorbing into your skin. This is why I'm so excited to introduce you to this new product I've been using, Droplet. Their award-winning handheld device transforms serums into a high-velocity micro mist that absorbs into the skin 20% deeper than topicals, where the ingredients can actually do some good. The device pairs with the Droplet mobile app to unleash the most powerful, deeply penetrating results, and lets you personalize your skincare routine with targeted treatment modes. And think of each capsule almost like a Nespresso pod for your skin. So you can choose the serum that you need for that particular day or night, or you can order a set for your specific skin goals, and then it becomes like ready-made skin cycling. You don't have to do any of the guesswork. So for me, I just started using the Radiant Detox Regimen. That's a combo of glycolic acid, retinol, and collagen. That's designed to hydrate, smooth, and brighten. And then picture this device like a mouse for your computer. Mine is pink, and it has a little charging cradle that I leave sink side, and then I open this little hatch on top, slide in a fresh capsule. It's got the serum in it. I hit the button and I just hold it about half an inch away from my face, doing these concentric circles all around for about 60 seconds, and the fine mist absorbs into my skin. This is really like next generation skincare created by MIT scientists, and it's fun to use. For a limited time, listeners can get 50% off your Droplet device at droplet.io and use code BEAUTY. We'll link to this offer in our show notes and on our website. That's droplette.io, code BEAUTY. All right, Jill, tell us all about this brand new brand.
Yeah, this brand is so new that at the time of this recording, their website isn't even live. So this is the ultimate sneak peek. So this brand is called Lixer Beauty. It's spelled L-I-X-R. And it's founded by industry veteran Suzanne Langmuir. And it's really all about farm-to-face formula. Now, Suzanne and you and I, Carlene, we go way back because we reviewed her fragrance brand back when we were baby beauty editors in our magazine mm-hmm. days. Then we also knew her brand, Bite Beauty. Hello. That might ring a bell for some people. And we also talked to her about a venture that she got off the ground in 2018, 2019 called Anhydra. And she was kind of starting a whole beauty incubator. But at the end of the day, Suzanne really is kind of this beauty creative that just can't sit still, right?
That's right. You have to go back and listen to our episode, which we will link to on our blog, our episode recap as well, to hear straight from Suzanne, because it really was groundbreaking. The Anhydra, it's all about waterless formulas that are water activated. And she kind of hinted at there was something else in the works. So this is it, Lixer. So tell us more.
Yeah. And this is not to be confused with, I know there's a brand in the UK called Lixer Beauty. That's L-I-X-I-R Beauty. But this is Lixer, L-I-X-R Beauty. So right. This whole idea is that it's farm to face formulas. There's skincare, there's makeup, and there's even body care as well. And I kind of think of this as if Jones Road and like Tata Harper had a baby, this would be the brand. So this is so stunning. I'm just going to show you the first product that caught my eye, and it's the Calendula Elixir. Can you see it?
Oh, you know, I love calendula. Yes. So this is a clear little bottle with a flower on it.
It's in it. The flower is in it.
It's in it. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So this is actually a calendula flower that was handpicked from an Ontario farm. So it's an organic calendula flower straight from an Ontario farm, and it's in the bottle. So, so stunning, so beautiful. So this is actually an oil that you can use head to toe. So it's got jojoba in there and squalane, and you can use it on your scalp. I used it after the shower on my body. It's so nice. It's got this non-greasy texture, silky, and it's like soothing, actually like a lavender scent. And we know calendula is so good for sensitive skin. I think this is going to be a huge hit. And this is $48 in Canada. This will be, you know, shipped to the States, and I'm sure it'll be like a smidge less money. So that's kind of the idea of the price points. She also has a custom foundation formula that is very similar packaging to that Anhydra that you and I originally tested. So this
little
is
glass
a
bottle
future serum foundation. The whole idea is that it's a tinted serum. So I know you kind of are not into the idea of like tinted.
I need more.
What's it called? What were you not into?
Like a skin tint.
Yeah.
I'm not into skin tints because I need more coverage is all.
Yeah. So this is a foundation that you actually shake when you get it at home. It's like bi-phase and it's $88, but it's completely custom matched. So you can do all of that on their website, and they walk you through these different steps to figure out your formula.
So I need to back it up for a second. So the foundation is completely custom on the website. So are you saying that the shade range is like infinite?
That's right.
It's infinite. So
that's
when you
right.
go to the website, you don't pick a shade. You go through, what do? Take a picture
yes,
of your
it's
skin?
It's called Future Foundation Skin Match AI. It's done with AI, so artificial intelligence. Yeah. I went through the steps. You basically are like clicking pictures. It's like, which one resembles you, your skin tone? Would you say that your concerns are pores? Is it texture? So not only are you talking about your skin shade, but your skin needs. Are you prone to redness? Like all of those things. And then you upload a picture of your face as well. And it kind of like spits out. So they sent this to me.
So this is like a prescriptives, but it's AI. Like people who are old enough will remember prescriptives, but it's kind of like a new take on that.
Yeah. And frankly, when I got this particular product, I was like, I'm going to hate this, because it was like, I could see that it was like an oilier looking formula. But then when it dried down on my face, I was like, oh, I actually really like this, and I would wear it. So it kind of surprised me. The packaging, I think she needs to work that out, because it's like very runny formula and there's no pump. You like dump it in your hand and it could, it's just a recipe for disaster. But yes, that one is like infinite shades, to your point.
Wow. Okay. And now I just want to ask, is the full range out now? Like, is there mascara, there's lipstick, like the whole gamut or some things? Okay.
No. So predominantly
some
it's
things
the
are to
skin.
Come.
Skin products, and then there's body products, like I mentioned. There's no mascara yet. There's these lip colors that I'm actually wearing right now. It's called Better Than Lipstick. And you know, if you know anything about Bite Beauty, their color selection was one of the best. So she's saying this is a multiple stick, so you can use it on eyes, lips, cheeks. This is like $38, which is quite expensive because it is pretty little. It's only 6 grams of product in there. So, but all of that being said, why I'm talking about this at all is because I think I found a dupe for the Bite Beauty lip mask that everybody loved and it was so beloved. And then it got reformulated. They took the lanolin out of it to make it completely mm-hmm. vegan. And now right. Suzanne has come out with, it's called the Nocturnal Kiss Lip Mask. I am in mm-hmm. love with this product. It's in a little pot and it mm-hmm. has lanolin. I did a little research. This doesn't have agave in it, but pretty much mm-hmm. every other single ingredient mimics the original recipe of the Bite Beauty lip mask. Right. So if you're out there and you loved that product, Lixer is going to be for you. So it's $24. Right. It's highly moisturizing. You can use it as a lip treatment during the day or overnight. And just wanted to get that on people's radars. And, you know, I just think that Suzanne is somebody who, you know, she's one of these beauty creatives that I think her ideas are just always a little bit ahead of the curve.
Well, just out here making people's dreams come true. That's all she's doing, you know, because how many people ask, you know, if there was a holy grail product that you wish yes. could come back, what would it be? And most times you don't get to have your wish come true. But here it is. Yeah. If your holy grail was the Bite Beauty agave lip mask, look, it's back. I want to talk to you guys about another product that is from a founder who's kind of living a second life now, mm-hmm. if you will. And the product, I've talked about this before on the show, it's the Epres or Epre. I still don't know how it's pronounced. I could not find a single video on YouTube that had the pronunciation.
That's how new
I will
it is.
Get it. I will get it eventually. It's okay. Epres. Yeah. Epres Bond Repair Hair Treatment Kit is what I am reviewing today. $48. US, mm-hmm. $65 Canadian. And so the founder of this line is Dr. Eric Presley, who people may or may not recognize his name. He was one of the original inventors and scientists behind Olaplex. So that's why I had mentioned this before that mm-hmm. I thought this could be a big deal because everybody's going to be asking, is this the next K18 or Olaplex? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The answer, my people, is hell yes. Yes, it
okay.
is.
Good.
It absolutely is. So it is a little
still love
different.
Still love K18. Hair.com. Yeah. Buy it at Sephora.
Yeah, still love K18. But this is definitely in the ring. Absolutely. And so what is it? It's a one-step spray that's meant to rebond hair structure, then continues to diffuse repair throughout the day for hours and hours after you initially use it. And I think that, you know, I had high expectations for this product, just knowing that the inventor behind Olaplex created it. Now, one thing that I think people will like about it is how easy it is to use. You actually use this one before you wash your hair. So what you okay. do, this is a spray bottle, just like a spray mm-hmm. bottle you might use to like water your plants. Mm-hmm. And this comes in the kit. And then you get two of these vials, these little clear vials. Mm-hmm. And when you're ready to use it, you pour the vial in the spray bottle, then you add water to it, you fill it to the line.
Okay.
You shake it and you spray your entire head before you wash or dry your hair, like before you take a shower. And by the time I was done, and I have long hair that is fine, but I have a lot of it, and my hair was sopping wet. So I recommended that you do use a towel. And mm-hmm. then you leave it on for 10 minutes. I left it on for 20 minutes. 10 minutes is the minimum. You can actually sleep with it on and wash your hair in the morning if you want. Again, my hair was sopping wet, so you'd have to use some kind of shower cap situation. Mm-hmm. But I'm so curious what the results would be, because for me, even with 20 minutes, mm-hmm. like super, super soft hair after. Yeah. Like so soft and fluffy. It was crazy.
Can I ask you a question? Because the vial that you held up to like pour into the spray bottle, is that yeah. like each time you do it, you do that?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's like each vial is a single treatment. It's like almost like a shot glass, everyone.
That's
that
right.
You're like it's pouring almost, in.
Yeah, yeah. It's like those little shots that you get at the, when you go to get a smoothie and you
ginger
add like
shot.
A little echinacea or ginger shot. Mm-hmm. It's that size. And so that's the only downside. And that's why I would say, you know, yeah, I still love K18 because for the money,
yeah,
this one, So after you buy the initial kit with the spray bottle or whatever, you can buy refills where it's just two of these little treatments. Mm-hmm. That would cost you $34 US or $45 Canadian, which means you're still paying $17 per treatment. That's a lot. You know, when you think about that compared to like a K18 where you're using one drop of that entire thing, like that thing will last you months.
Yeah.
So in comparison, this is a very expensive treatment, and that's the downside to it. Mm-hmm. To me, it is as if you have just walked out of a salon and done a professional glossing treatment. It really feels like you're doing a professional treatment at home.
What's their recommended frequency of using it?
1 to 2 times a week, which is like, who's got that kind
of
money?
I don't know, though. There's some people out here. If you have highlighted hair, you're probably spending $700-800 getting your hair highlighted in certain cities, not every city, but I know people that spend that kind of money on their hair. So what's $17 to keep your hair looking not fried
to extend
the time between your salon appointments? I actually
especially if your hair is very damaged. Like my hair was on a good path with the K18, and then I went to my colorist was sick and I had somebody else.
Yeah.
And I had my hair lightened so much and my hair was scorched. It was so damaged. And they trimmed it that day. And then I went to a new colorist and she was like, why is your hair so damaged? When is the last time you had it cut? And I was like, 4 weeks ago, lady. 4 weeks ago. So my hair is like I stuck my finger in a socket. That's how damaged it is. And this stuff is like, it feels like silk. It's like satin. It is so good, this Epress stuff. I'm telling you right now, it's the next big deal in hair care for sure.
My next question for you is, would you buy it?
Yeah, I would.
Okay, everyone. Okay. Like, that's a big, big deal. That is hashtag damn good then. Because Carlene is like, she's pretty discerning. I don't think she would be shelling her money out at that level.
I mean, I would try calling it in first, but if they lost my number.
Of course. Yeah, if they lost your number.
Or if they removed me from from the media list, then yes, I would go out and buy it. I would.
Okay, well, that's all you need to know. That's a open and shut case for a damn good product.
That's all I had to say. Okay.
Yeah.
And I did do a TikTok myself using it. I don't know if I quite got the before and after down, unfortunately, but I do have all the steps. So I will post that on TikTok so people can see. Oh my God, I broke our rule. I broke our rule already.
I was just about to say, Anna,
take me
this
away.
Is your cue.
Take
Add it
me
in.
Away.
Add it in. Add in
Pod
the
jail. Okay.
Insert buzzer here. Okay.
Fail. Let's see if I can keep going without mentioning it again.
Proud that Macy's is supporting our show this week. Does anyone else get an itch to shop for new fashion the second we move the clocks forward? In my mind, that signals the official start of spring. I am ready to pack away my sweaters and my wool socks, just over it at this point, and I'm ready to shop for some spring fashion. So I've been scrolling on my Macy's app to get major spring style inspiration, and Macy's is such a win for shopping fashion and beauty trends because they just have everything you need in one spot to express your personal style. And I keep favoriting items on my shopping list, and I'm going to share some of those with you right now. For starters, I want some flat leather sandals with grommet detailing that you can kind of slip on, and they look good with everything from jeans to dresses. Full disclosure, I fell in love with a major designer pair on Instagram of this style, and they were just way too pricey for me. So I love that Macy's has an option for me that's not going to break the bank. I'm also eyeing up this gorgeous pair of cream Levi's denim. It's this new 70s inspired silhouette, like straight leg, a bit of a kick flare, high rise, and they're just so gorgeous. I can see myself wearing them all summer long. And I'm also really into a bit of a throwback moment. Okay, stick with me here. There's these cargo military green chino shorts from Free People. And I know I'll wear those all summer paired with like a white tee. And it's just, I love that whole look. It's almost like camp vibes. If you want to find the perfect way to show off your personality this spring, head to Macy's.com/ownyourstyle. That's Macy's.com/ownyourstyle. We'll share this link in our show notes and on our website. Now back to the show.
Okay. What's next, Jill? What do you got?
This is very exciting. It's a brand new skincare whole brand from Indeed Labs. This even has its own name. It's called Finn, and it's spelled P-H-N-N. Finn, but you pronounce it Finn. Mm-hmm. So this is an acne, a healthy skin system, they call it, for acne prone skin. So what they're saying, the whole tagline is, don't be at war with your skin. This is skin peace. There's a cleanser, a moisture treatment, and a mask, and they don't contain really any traditional acne fighting, quote unquote, ingredients. So there's no benzoyl peroxide. There's no salicylic acid. So these things that we've been sort of trained to use, myself included, over the course of having oilier skin or acneic skin breakouts, these are the ingredients that would like bleach my towels. You know, it just can't be good. So I was really impressed that they're kind of like turning that whole thing on its head. And this is all about creating a healthy microbiome on the skin, balancing your pH, strengthening your barrier. And that is going to reduce the chance that your breakouts are going to occur. And it's scary as an acne sufferer to put your trust in products like this, because you are so conditioned, speaking for myself, to just use the most aggressive things possible because you're just so afraid of breaking out, right?
Well, and also what it would suggest, I mean, I don't know a ton about it, but just based on the name of it, is that pH counts for a lot.
Exactly.
When it comes to skin health and including acne, right? Because that seems, if there's a hero ingredient, quote unquote, in this line, it's actually not an ingredient at all. It's the pH, right? Having a balanced pH and not scorching your skin and then constantly ping-ponging back and forth, right?
Between the vicious
super dry and the super oil, right?
Yeah, the vicious cycle that we all get stuck in. It's available now on the Indeed Labs website. It's $85 for the three pieces, or separately, each is $34.99, and that's Canadian and U.S. So it's pretty affordable. You can get a whole three-piece skincare routine for $85. And the idea is like, yes, when we're using all these harsh exfoliating ingredients, we're disrupting the barrier. We're making our skin really acidic, and the pH is not in that healthy, what a lot of dermatologists recommend would be like a 5.5. So the before and afters that I've seen are pretty stunning. The skin, and I can say for myself, skin was really calm after using it, and it just really is good back to basic skincare. And so if you feel like you're kind of all over the map with your skin and you just need to like reset, I think this would be a really good system to use.
I think it would be a great starter set for a teen. People ask that question all the time, like, where should I start my kid?
Yeah.
You know, three-piece system has never done anyone wrong, really, in terms of just the idea of it. It's something you can bite off and it's not overwhelming. You know, I think it would work for any gender. Yeah, I think it's a great starting place. You know,
I was just about to mention the packaging and how inclusive it is, and even the images that they're using on their website. It's people of all ages, all skin tones, all genders. And this is just so much fun. It's like the cleanser is like a bright pistachio green, I would say. And the moisturizer is almost like, this is like a coral color. Yeah. And the mask is in a little yellow, sunny yellow kind of tub. And I just think it's a really fresh, I really like what they did with this whole positioning and branding. I will say the cleanser, they even say it doesn't take off makeup, everybody. So you need your makeup remover cloth.
It's interesting. Interesting new approach.
pH balance, baby.
Okay, well, I also wanted to introduce everybody to a new brand. It's new to North America, but not brand new in the universe. It's called Estura, and this is their hero product, Estura Ato Barrier 365 Cream for Sensitive and Dry Skin. It's $32, and it's now available on Amazon.com, not available in Canada yet. So this is K-Beauty's answer to La Roche-Posay is what it is. And it is the first time that the brand has been directly available in the U.S. through their new Amazon store. It's a top South Korean brand from the Amore Pacific family. So Amore Pacific, of course, has their own line of skincare. And they're also the parent company behind Laneige and Solwassu, which a lot of you may know. And this one is different because, like I mentioned, La Roche-Posay, it's a science-led brand based in dermatology that's specifically designed for sensitive skin. They've won several awards. There's 450 research papers behind this brand mm-hmm. and this line. So they have this patented like triple lipid capsule technology. That's what they call it. And it's all about ceramides, which we mm-hmm. love. We know that's all about like sealing up the cracks in your, you know, from the damage barrier. There's fatty mm-hmm. acids and cholesterols. And so this number one seller, the cream, is the one that I really love. I would describe it as almost like a balm cream hybrid.
Mm-hmm.
So it's got a little bit of a balm quality to it, but it really blends in like a cream. There's absolutely no scent to any of their products whatsoever. Mm-hmm. And if you have if you don't have dry skin, there's a lotion version of this.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
there's even a water gel, a water cream.
And they have one of those cream mists also, which I'm obsessed.
Yes.
I'm obsessed with the idea of that.
Well, they have one from Laneige. So
right. But it's not a mist. It's not a mist. This one is.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
So the cream mist, I love this idea. Apparently, I think mm-hmm. they also have an essence or toner. I'm just mm-hmm. like, layer me up. The whole skin flooding. I didn't actually get those two products. I wish I did. I know mid-April they're dropping a bubble cleanser, which they did send me, and I really like that as well. So I think that this is a total hit. This is going to hit empty for me. This
yeah,
will absolutely
sure.
be a future empty. Do you have any more skincare, Jill, before we move into the hot spring makeup finds?
Okay, I'm just going to quickly mention this one because I know you're probably going to eye roll. Oh, surprise, surprise. Jill likes a Dermalogica product. But I do.
That's okay. That's okay. I'm going to let you have it because when you hear my makeup picks, they're also from some brands that I mention a lot. So you know what? Go for it. Get it. Let's get into it.
Okay. This is going to be a quick mention, but it's called the Dermalogica Dynamic Skin Retinol Serum. This is $92 and $128 Canadian. And I have been using this for about 5 weeks now. And I'm just obsessed with it in terms of I have zero reaction to it, even though it's a retinol serum, and it actually works on four different types of aging, and I've noticed it. And this is expensive, right? Like $92 for 30 ml. So that's why I wanted to try it for quite a bit before I gave it a shout out. It works on the appearance of wrinkles, retexturizing skin, minimizing the appearance of pores and even skin tone. It's got this kind of like encapsulated retinol and it's like buffered basically in the delivery method. And I just can't say enough good things about it. It's definitely, I've noticed a huge difference in like my skin texture and tone, and the fact that you see the results and then you can actually still keep using it with a retinol is just so motivating. And so I wanted to give it a shout out. And I do know somebody who is a little bit younger who had a lot mm-hmm. of acne scars, and she was raving about this as well.
Oh, interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I did go to the dinner for that, and I was trying to figure out, because I was like, you guys had a retinol before, so
yes.
why does this one exist? And
yeah.
they were saying specifically what you were mentioning is that the other one is kind of more of a fuller potency. And this one
yes.
is specifically designed for sensitive skin types who generally can't tolerate retinol. And I know y'all are out there.
Yes.
You know,
it
if
also
you've
has,
tried other retinols that you have quit, this is the
yeah.
one to try.
Jumping in to share a message in partnership with Telus. So I'm a big fan of wearable technology. I'm always out here tracking my 10,000 steps a day. Ask any of my friends. I'm kind of addicted to it. And that's why I was excited to share with all of you a piece of fashion wearable technology that I just discovered. And honestly, it's so clever because it keeps our personal safety top of mind. And that's the Telus SmartWear Security. So the devices are small, discreet, and come in the form of a stylish charm, bracelet, necklace, there's even a keychain, and they offer an empowering solution for women looking for that extra bit of security. And using game-changing smart technology from Telus, each device is equipped with a hidden button that you can instantly text your GPS location to select contacts or even emergency services, so you know help is just a double click away. I really like this idea because having an added layer of protection when it comes to personal safety can really help provide peace of mind. And so whether you're traveling on transit, you're taking a ride share, you're out for a run, or even you're just a girl about town, TELUS is here to help you take control of your personal safety. To learn more about TELUS and its line of smartwear security personal safety devices, visit telus.com/smartwaresecurity. That's telus.com/smartwaresecurity. Once again, telus.com/smartwaresecurity. We'll share this link in our show notes and on our website. Now back to the show.
And, you know, I know that I've kind of come down on you before for mentioning brands that you like too often. I'm like, I don't want people to think we're getting paid because we're not. But
I would be. I am. If you want to sponsor us, Dermalogica.
Yeah,
my face is for hire.
Let's get into it.
My face is for hire.
But the next two products that I'm going to talk about, I feel like I talk about them all the time. But the fact is, I love these. I love the makeup. I love certain mm-hmm. brands. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they just keep delivering the hits. And I don't think that there's actually, now that I'm maturing in our 6 years in our podcast, Jill, I've yeah. come to the realization that I don't actually think there's anything wrong with that, because I think mm-hmm. it also goes to show that, you know, we are authentically, we love these brands and there's nothing yep. wrong with that. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
It's like if we always mentioned every brand under the sun, like as a goal, how is that editing really? So
exactly.
if people hear all the time that I love, you know, Charlotte Tilbury or whatever, well, then maybe it's worth giving it a go, you know? So here we go. This is the Milk Makeup Sculpt Cream Contour Stick.
Mm-hmm.
It's $24 US, $32 Canadian. Just launched at the end of February. It comes in 4 shades. To me, this is a new must in everyone's makeup wardrobe, in right. my opinion. And that is because I think a lot of people have been afraid of contouring, because when contour was in its heyday, it was very heavy-handed and very mm-hmm. intimidating. But where we're at today in contouring is more about soft contour.
Yes.
And that is something that's a lot easier for a noob and a non-makeup artist like myself, who is just a fool when it comes to makeup. I can even use this and make it
yeah.
work. So what I think is great about these are creamy, matte, cool-toned contour sticks that are made to create a natural looking shadow effect that adds depth and dimension to the face. And here's what I learned, because, you know, another one of my favorite brands, Tower 28, came out with their Sculptino contour creams at around the same time in these little pans.
Yeah.
And I talked to you about those, Jill, and I liked them, but I was like, I don't actually understand them, if I'm being really honest, because they're so similar to their bronzers.
Yeah.
Like the bronzer has a little bit more shimmer, but they're both warm. And the one with the shimmer, once it dries down, there's no shimmer at all. So I was like, I don't really get it. And then I finally got it because I was watching a video somewhere that I'm not going to mention, because I'll go to podcast jail.
I'm over
if
here.
If I do.
I was ready. I was waiting for it.
Okay. And that person taught me in about 6 seconds or less
mm-hmm.
that it's all about the cool undertone
yes.
with the contouring, mm-hmm. right? So
like
what
taupe.
That means is that there's not a lot of warmth to it. There's almost like a grayish undertone mm-hmm. to
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yes, eureka, because if you just have it and it's warm toned, then it really is just like a bronzer, which is fine. But when you're trying to create the illusion of a shadow, you want that cool undertone. And I started thinking back to, I can't remember the makeup artist, but I remember in her kit, she was carrying around this old Chanel sort of contour thing, and it looked almost black. It was yeah. so dark gray. And she was like, you know, they discontinued this, but I can't let it go because it's so good.
Yeah.
You know, and it was all about that grayish undertone. So that's what this is. And it's kind of like the Milk Makeup bronzers in the sense that it's in a stick. You just glide it along. I do the hollows of my cheeks, my upper hairline. There's a little video on their website that shows you in like 2 seconds where to place it. You can put it just under your nose if your nose keeps growing like mine now that I'm in my mid 40s. And so I think that these just work. You know, they're great. It's all about the cool undertone. And they're mini, and you can, they're perfect for travel. Love it. Blends in like a dream.
Where I need that is just like under the jawline. I love a little sculpting. I put it there as well.
So love it.
Okay. I'll dig those out. I have those as well, but
they're really good. And then really I'm going to do a double header here, Jill, because what looks beautiful on top, which is where I'm wearing today.
Yep.
Just a little, doing a little fluffer over here, are the new Charlotte Tilbury Pillow Talk Matte Blush Beauty Wands.
Yeah.
These are $42 US, $52 in Canada, which is not so inexpensive. There's four shades. I'm holding them up here. And these are lightweight liquid blushes. I'm always a fool for liquid blushes. And they are the matte version of the Magic Wands, which everybody loves so much. And I just think they're stunning. They completely blur into your skin. They melt so well. But I think where she's kind of winning here is that they are long lasting. Mm-hmm. So you put the color on, and I feel like at the end of the day, you know, a lot of cream blush formulas just disappear. Mm-hmm. And this one actually really lasts. So I love that. And you just need one dab on each cheek if you're fair like I am.
Yeah. And for everybody listening, these are the same type of packaging as the Glow Light ones. So it's like the bingo dabber on the end. That's how you apply it.
The little sponge, which probably dermatologists hate because that's probably not considered hygienic. But yeah, it just gives a beautiful effect, long lasting. That's why I think it's great. And also, if you have a dark skin tone, I think that what's great is you get the pigment power from these two.
All right. Well, you know, Charlotte, she's also coming out with body products, which I have not tried yet, but I saw Bella Hadid is the body for them. So
the Magic Cream now has a body formula.
Right.
Yes.
Just in time for summer.
So now, Jill, I did want to ask you about, because you teased this before in the past, and it was like a dry shampoo for your lashes.
Yes.
So I need to know if you tried it and what the result was.
I'm here to deliver. I'm not going to disappoint you. I did indeed try it. So this is from MAC Cosmetics. It's called their Lash Dry Shampoo Mascara Refresher. $24 US dollars, $29 in Canada. It's got this gorgeous turquoise packaging. So the whole idea with this, Carlene, I would say think of this as more of a mascara reactivator than a mascara. And the idea is that the idea is that you put it on over top of your mascara whenever you want to refresh it or refresh your makeup throughout the day. Instead of, you know, you're not spraying anything on your lashes. The dry shampoo idea is like cute, but it's not like a dry shampoo that you would be putting on your head. So it's a wand in a tube, and you can see that the bristles are kind of far apart. Now, I almost liken that idea to, you know, how like a tangle teaser for your hair, the bristles are far apart. Right. So this almost has a detangling effect, the brush, on your lashes. And how you use this will completely, like, it's really important to know how to use this in order to get the desired result. So
you tell me more.
Need to be wearing your mascara. It needs to be completely dry. This will not work on water-resistant formulas, and it will not work on waterproof mascaras. Believe me, I've tried this on everything. And they even say that it doesn't work on waterproof formulas. So what you do is you already have your mascara on, it's dry, and then you place this at the base of your lash and you kind of roll it through, and it needs to touch each and every lash that has mascara on it. Cause let's say it's on your eyes and it's been on since 9 a.m. and it's 5 o'clock. You're kind of like trying to re-wet it almost with this formula.
Right.
It's reactivating it. And I had great results. Like I did do a before and after video. I will post it. It just makes the intensity of the color, the black, a lot blacker. It made my lashes look longer. It did sort of detangle and declump the formula. Mm-hmm. And I was very, very skeptical about this product because I was like,
yeah, it sounds gimmicky.
Sounds super gimmicky. But actually, I think it made my lashes look better. Now, does everybody need this? Is it a need? No. But is it a want? Yes. And I do think it delivers on what they set out to do. But the application is where it's all, that's the key. You need to be slow and deliberate. And like, you almost like, You don't wiggle it. You like roll it onto the lash from the base to the tip. Roll it. And then you will get the results that you want. And I tried it with a tubing mascara versus a traditional mascara. The tubing mascara, I didn't have the best results. I wouldn't say that.
Yeah, it, that kind of makes sense.
It didn't really give me that length, but on like a traditional mascara, I tried it on top of the Lancome Idol. And I found like that was like wow factor. Okay, everybody. So that is our roundup of what we've tried, what we deem hashtag damn good for spring 2023. We have a couple of exciting interviews coming up really soon. So be sure to follow us on Spotify, follow us on Apple Podcasts. That's really important. If you just like listen to our show, but you don't follow us, please follow us. We also have a YouTube channel and we're going to be posting more regular content on there. We're Breaking Beauty Podcast on YouTube. We are also on there at Breaking Beauty Podcast. And everything we talked about today, we are recapping it all over on our website at breakingbeautypodcast.com. See you next week.
Thanks for listening. You can find details on every product mentioned in today's episode, along with our exclusive promo codes on our blog at breakingbeautypodcast.com.
While you're there, be sure to sign up for our newsletter. Every episode will be delivered directly to your inbox, so you won't miss a single thing.
And get social with us. Let us know what you think of the episode. You can follow us on Instagram at Breaking Beauty Podcast.
And did you know we also have a private Facebook group? Just search Breaking Beauty Podcast chat room.
You can even leave us a voicemail at any time with questions or feedback at 1-844-227-0302.
And don't forget to subscribe to us wherever you get your podcast fix. Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts, where you can show us some love by writing a review.
See you next Wednesday.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.